Here with me, I've got Jim Sturtevant, and we're at the Project Liberty Field Day here in Emmitsburg. Jim, tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company before we get started.
My title is Director of Project Liberty, and I oversee and coordinate all the activities across the company that's pulling together to transform this ethanol plant into one of the nation's first cellulosic ethanol plants.
Well, then I guess you're the go-to guy when it comes to this project.
Well, I try to keep my finger on what's going on, but I tell you, it's a team effort, and everybody is working on this.
Well, I'm very impressed and glad I had an opportunity to be here today, even though Mother Nature didn't cooperate with us real well in the field. But you had a great turnout here, so it seems to me that shows a lot of interest from farmers who obviously are going to have to look into, do they want to start harvesting cobs along with their corn, right?
We're really excited about the turnout. We're excited about the number of equipment companies that are actively participating in this process. I mean, they see an opportunity for them, and the farmers now are seeing an opportunity for them. And so it's looking to be a win-win-win. And what's so fun about this is everyone's pulling in the same direction.
Well, I understand that what you're doing here at this Emmitsburg plant will essentially be a model that can be implemented at other facilities, and you've certainly got others that it could be, right?
We want this to be replicable, and our plan is to make this profitable right here, and as soon as it is, to roll it out to the other POET biorefineries. There are 26 now, and also license the technology to other biorefineries as well.
I know it's still a little while before we get to that, having the plant fully operational and all, but as you look at what farmers are going to need to get paid a price that's going to give them the incentive to do this, how is all that playing into the research you've done so far? I mean, have you seen that this really does look economically viable for the farmer and for POET too?
Yes, our models show that it will be. We are looking at the equipment itself. And, of course, there's no price on the equipment yet. Everything that you see here today is prototype. But our models for the equipment, cob harvest itself, plus as efficient cob storage as possible. I mean, storing the cobs on edges of fields outside with no special storage equipment. Efficient transportation to the plant. And we're costing all that out in our models. And absolutely. In fact, we will not move forward unless this is economical.
Well, I know. It's POET is, I think, a company that, at least from our viewpoint, has really done a good job of running their business. And even in the challenging times we've had in this whole ethanol deal or business. But then looking again, you mentioned the storage. Really, there's nothing really special that has to be done if you can just pile it out in a put it in a pile in the field, right?
Right. From our last fall's harvest, 2007 harvest, we harvested 4,000 acres of cobs, 45 to 50 research experiments on how to store the cobs were done. We stored them this way and that way, this high and this low, aeration, not aeration, on different surfaces. We looked at it all. And the cobs held up very well, no matter how we did it. So the most economical way is the way we'll go. And that's farmers store the cobs on the edges of their field, and POET will come around and pick them up.
So looking forward then, I understand that you're looking at 09 for beginning the construction here, and then probably 2011 to really have this thing up and running in full production, right?
That's correct. And it's interesting. That's been the schedule all along since the project started. We're working very closely with the Department of Energy. We're also very proud that the state of Iowa is now a partner on this project. But our timeline is unchanged, still shooting for a mid to late 2011 completion.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for taking a couple minutes with me and inviting me to come and participate here in your Project Liberty Field Day in Emmitsburg, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.